Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has wonderful things to say, great things to share with his people. He loves us and he's going to take us far in him. I know the Lord to be very loving and serious about winning souls. And he thinks of everything. He helps his people, encourage them in every way possible. Now, he once told me that people have more influence on people, or humans have more influence on humans than demons or angels. That's why he set things up for us to work easy. When we believe on Jesus Christ and we're looking to him, our whole being will be full of light. When we have a healthy study of the Word of God, we grow from glory to glory. And not only is a healing process happening within, it starts within and it works its way out. And it gets into our actions, our train of thought. And our whole being will be full of light as we operate according to God's word. And his love is so great. And his kindness and his wisdom. When people see it in operation, they want it. They have a taste for it. They desire it. The word said, taste and see that the Lord is good. When they see the people actually doing the wisdom of God, living according to his word, they're better off. And people start realizing and they want in on it. Whenever something good is happening, people do want in on it. And it's no different. When you love God and you're living according to his word, others are going to want in on it. They're going to want to have the same wonderful experiences that you do. And the Lord can truly help us as we, you know, to go forward and have the wonderful life of God. The Lord, he wants everybody to know it. And he wants people to know what he can do in their lives. The Word of God will reveal it. It will give you vision and faith for whatever you need to change in life. But I'm going to tell you a secret, a shortcut, or the fastest way to grow. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. First, the first step in paying attention to the Holy Spirit is defining what he said. The rules that you choose to be governed by, let it be the core of God's word. Believe on Jesus Christ. And with that, do the things that he said as a way of life. And this is why. Many lessons are in everything he said. On the surface, it'll look backwards from the world system. When people are used to something, that's all they know to trust. And they keep trying and trying and trying, they can't go forward. They try, they try, they try, they can't, they make no progress. They continue to try, they still in debt. They still have problems with old thoughts that's aggravating their life. And those things work to all the things that people focus on. When you focus on the joy of the Lord, you can do everything better without pressure. But the cares of this world choke the word of God. It puts a strain on you. Your attention is being taken off from what's making you powerful. What makes us powerful is the love of God in us, operating in us. When we receive the Word of God in our hearts, it gives us strength. It gives us the ability to go forward and be strong people of God. And with that being said, when as we do those things, it works good. But when we do things another way, it doesn't. When we act according to the world, in the world system, if somebody disrespects you, the first thought is to disrespect them. But Jesus said, be good to those who despitefully use you. That doesn't mean you're afraid of them. But you don't have to retaliate every time somebody acts undesirably. When you don't lose your temper, you know, you don't lose your composure, and you reply according to God's word, and you stay in the peace and joy of the Lord, that gets attention. And when you love that person regardless of what they do, say, or speak, that gets attention too. And when you continue to go forward in the ways of God, that gets attention. And when your life starts working beyond all doubt and beyond all thought processes, that gets attention. Now, there's an enemy out there, and people have the same sorts of problems. The same challenges come to the wise people as do foolish people, married people as unmarried, saved, and those that are lost, they have similar problems. But when you solve your problems biblically, you're doing it publicly. And don't think people don't know. The truth be told, if you have any problem, somebody knows about it, and the first thing people do when they find out about a problem that you may have is talk about it. You'd be surprised at the people that know what you're going through. They can see it in your countenance. But when you handle things biblically, it works. It takes time. So this is a normal way of living, and it works good. And I'm saying this for a reason. When you continue to do everything according to God's wisdom, not just what Jesus said, but the wisdom of the Proverbs, the wisdom of Ecclesiastes gives you another spectrum of understanding in the area of wisdom. And that being said, Solomon wrote Proverbs when he was on God's side. And he wrote Ecclesiastes, to my understanding, after he had went the way of the world and realized it was no good, and then he came back to God's side and wrote about everyday life and under the world system. And both books have a different dynamic. In Proverbs, he shows you what to avoid. In Ecclesiastes, he's speaking as a man who's locked in the world. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. In the world system, yes. But in the kingdom of God, nothing's vain. Under the influence of the world system, when you agree with Satan and the world system, see, the world system is Satan's system. The world system operates no differently than Satan does. But the kingdom of God works just like God, just like Jesus. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He is the will of the Father. He lived the will of the Father. He acted on the Father's will. He did the Father's commandments, all of them. He fulfilled the law. And then he defeated sin, hell, and the grave. He defeated Satan, sin, hell, death, and the grave. And he got up, and we get up with him. And we're going to get a resurrected body just like we got a brand new spirit. And we can renew our mind now. That's what we're saying today. Study the word of God, renew your mind, and it works. It works good. God loves you. So you can rise above all the things of this world. The world system, you have outclassed the world system by living according to God's word. And he has so much to say to you. He loves us. And he cares about us. And the Lord is coming back soon. His return is very soon, near, any day now. He will be back by the set date that he said, that I don't know. And he can come back before that day. So it behooves us to be ready. And I believe we have days before his return. Even maybe weeks, maybe a few more weeks. That's how close I believe we are. So this is a time to really draw near to the Lord, not in fear of loss, but in the joy of gain. Not compromising with the world system. Not taking no for an answer when you believe for something. When you believe for something, you receive what you get, what you're after. Stay with it. Don't give up for anything. Follow the Lord your God and King. So we begin with the Word of God. In your relationship, Psalms is a good book to study when it comes to relationship with the Lord. Because David related to the Lord. He spoke, he had a relationship with God. And then your work relationship with the Lord, the book of Acts. Doing what Jesus did, doing what the apostles did. They continually sought the Lord. In every problem they faced, they sought the Lord. From Acts to Revelation, they talk about how they seek the Lord and the things that God revealed for them. Now, this is very important. This will take your life much farther along. Now, with all that in mind, as you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. Watch him. Watch how he gives you advice. Watch the kind of things he'll say to you to help you go forward. Consider how he has you to bless and minister to others. Consider what he has to say. Don't take it for granted. Think his thoughts. Think truth. Think his love. See him. And you will receive understanding. He's going to take you much farther along. Don't be afraid to ask him your questions. Write them down. Write them in books. Write them in notebooks. Write it in the table of your heart. The Holy Spirit taught me to write things down in my heart. And you can ponder on it and meditate on it, thinking about his word. And it'll become more real to you. And you can write it in your heart. And enjoy it. Now, I do this all the time. I seek the Lord. I ask him my questions. I think about what he has to say. And I govern my life by his counsel. Now, I said in the last broadcast that to believe is to receive the truth of God's word. That's to receive, not the knowledge of God. To believe God is to receive his knowledge, to receive his truth, what he has to say, to believe him, to understand, to take notice to what he had to say, to believe. That's the conception of faith. Believing is faith. That's faith in its first form. So when you receive what the Holy Spirit has to say to you, when you receive it, it gets in your heart and it becomes a part of you. You can build your life by it. You can speak it. And you can have the certainty of God's word. Faith was presented as something you use to get whatever you're after. But it's much more than that. It's a definer. Yes, we speak the word of God. We receive what we're after. But it's also working. See, faith without works is dead. It's also working as unto God. It's also seeking the Lord your God and King. It's also receiving knowledge. See, we do more with faith than just believe God for stuff we want. You can use it as a shield. When the enemy comes against you or the flood, everything's happened in such a disappointing way. You can enjoy the presence of the Lord because you're in Him. You don't need things to be favorable to have joy and peace. You're in Him. You don't need props and crutches and good and things to happen to your favor to be in Him. You're in Him. He loves you now in current time. But the thing is, you can use that faith as a shield, and your heart is protected. The fiery darts can't penetrate. And you can stay in God's peace, and you can make the best choices. If you're frustrated and worried, you make the most miserable choices you can make. Or you're tempted to make poor decisions when you're vulnerable. And this can cost you money. This can cost you time and effort. This can cost you relationships. And everybody needs a break. But govern your life by the counsel of God. Govern your life by what He says and speaks. His encouragement. His words. And that takes the edge off. Now, you can also use faith to correct problems, to correct the things that's been bothering you. And then, while things are going good, you can use your faith to sustain success. You can bless what you're doing. You can speak it. You can bless what you're doing. And you can say that it's going to work well. I bless this broadcast. I bless the works of my hands. And if I make a mistake, then I bless what I'm doing so it'll turn out well. And I ask the Lord for His wisdom. When I don't know what to do, I speak that I do know what to do. And I ask the Lord to show me, and I say that I do know what to do because I ask the Lord, and I know He always hears my prayers. He always helps me see things. The Holy Spirit is right here with me to guide me into all truth. So I'm redefining the situation because faith is a definer. I believe it, so I act on it. I use the grace that God has given me. He gave us true and precious promises in His Word. So I speak life to what I'm doing. I speak life over my family. I rebuke deception and every form of rebellion that the enemy will send. And I pray for God to influence the mind of my loved ones and the people that hear the broadcast. I rebuke the spirit of blindness that will keep people from hearing and receiving what God will have them to see. The Word of God will take you forward. He taught me to always rebuke the spirit of blindness. And I rebuke the spirit of blindness to keep people from hearing and receiving what God has to say. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, even if it comes from my mouth, speaking on God's behalf, is something that we all can live by. And if it comes from your mouth, so be it. It's something. If it comes from the heart of God, we need to live by it. It's not a competition, but it's a grace. I thank God for everybody who has spoken the Word of God to me, to help me out. When the Lord sends people with a word to me, I don't act like I'm better than them and don't receive it. That's stupid. That's what Satan would do. He loves preeminence. I don't. I love the life of God. That's all. And because God loves people and I love people, God loves for us to have the best form of success, and I do too. I want to see everybody become saved and healthy in life and not beat up and weary by the world system that Jesus defeated and Satan is the head of. Jesus already, He defeated the world for you. Now you've received His salvation by Jesus Christ, and you defeat the world in your life. Before your children, before your loved ones, before your co-workers, before your audience, You need to win in life and not let Satan defeat any part of it. And if you've fallen short somewhere, don't drown in sorrow. Refuse to drown in sorrow. Start looking to the Lord, even if you made a terrible mistake, even if you got in rebellion and did something wrong, even if you disappointed everybody you know. Start looking to Jesus and doing things according to God's word today. If you offended someone, ask forgiveness and live like you mean it.